Hey, nerds. We understand you. Drop those controllers. Lose the wizard hat. And ready your Cheetos. It's time for some hard-hitting talk about the movies, books, and games you love. So get ready, oh searcher of useless knowledge. It's time to step into the Geek Cave. Now, broadcasting from a top secret and totally awesome hidden base, I'm Kent Harris, and here's Darren Wright, Justin White, and Chad Savage.
And welcome to another edition of Friends, Real Friends, Don't Let Friends Borrow Your Comics for More Than a Month. Geek Cave Comics, I'm Darren.
I'm Justin.
And I'm Chad.
I thought you were going to say Friends, Don't Let Real Friends Watch Friends.
I mean...
Say Friends one more time, Darren. Say Friends one more time. Close enough.
I always miscount the number of claps.
Yeah. So, every hero has their weakness. Superman has kryptonite. Green Lantern has the color yellow. Me? Chad's mom's cheesecake. Welcome to comics.
That's true.
Hi, Chad's mom.
I would fight 10 duck-sized horses for a slice of that cheesecake.
See, I thought it was 100 duck-sized horses or 10 horse-sized ducks.
Well, I'm going with 10 duck-sized horses because I don't know. 100's too many. You know, I've played Zelda games. You can get overwhelmed.
For that woman's cheesecake, I will take on 100 duck-sized horses.
All right. Linda, you heard it. Science, make it happen.
And speaking of science, what better way to show you off your geekiness than with Shirtosaurus? Digging up clothing from your past so you can look rad today with great t-shirt, sweater, and hoodie designs on everything geek chic. Whether you're a fan of old-school gaming, anime, 80s cartoons, or you're just plain weird, like us, find something for you at Shirtosaurus.com. And Gamefly. With membership options for every budget, plus great gifts for gamers of all ages, Gamefly has thousands of titles that you can choose from and keep as long as you want. When you're done, just send it back in the postage-paid envelope for a new one. Or keep it forever and pay a lot less than those in-store prices. Sign up for your free 30-day trial right now using the link at GeekCavePodcast.com. Also a modern miracle of science.
Yes.
Well, enough talk about cheesecake. Comics! How's everybody doing?
Very well, thank you.
I'm okay. Good. Hey, Kamala Khan got better, too.
I heard.
How long did that take?
About 2 months. So by the time this episode goes live, I think she's officially back. But the story is on geekcavepodcast.com. It's what everyone expected. They wanted her to be more in line with the MCU version, so let's kill her and then bring her back on Krakoa as a mutant. Da-da-da-da-da, ta-da.
Yeah, that tracks.
Da-da-da-da-da, ta-da.
Ta-da, yeah.
All right, you heard it here first. And if you didn't, where are you getting your news? Come on.
Yeah, for real.
Not from here, because we don't do news. Go to geekcavepodcast.com.
Right.
Read it there first.
Yes. Anyway, Darren...
Yeah.
What have you been getting your fingers into lately?
Oh, man, I'm all sticky.
Be gentle.
Be gentle.
Be gentle.
Be gentle.
It's Darren's first time.
Motherfucker, I told you be gentle.
Welcome to Darren's First Time, where I take a bit of an exploration, if you will, bit of a jaunt into the world of strange new places, new stories. New friends, new enemies. And sometimes I ask myself, was this segment really a good idea?
Of course.
I mean, the answer has overwhelmingly been no, but enough about that.
Let's take a drink of water, man. Come on.
Let's talk about that time I got reincarnated as a slime.
Okay.
And yes, that's the full title.
Mm-hmm.
So I was telling Chad before we got started that recording today that I had to go back and jot down some notes because there is so many things that happen in this manga. I just read the first volume, but there's so many things happening that, like, after reading it twice, I had to, like, F it and make myself some bullet points here.
But, I mean, even then, you know, one volume is, like, 120 pages.
Well, not in this case. It's more like 50.
Okay.
So, you know, okay. It's a little bit more manageable. But let's sum it up. The story is about Satoru Mikami, who is kind of a loser. I should backtrack. We start off with this manga, black and white medium, in full poppin' color. Full color.
Nice.
Beautiful fantasy, you know, landscape. You know, they're talking to someone who can turn into a slime, and she's about to go off on an adventure, and she's kind of bossy. And then we go back to black and white, and Satoru wakes up. Because apparently the world of color is what manga characters dream, which has me asking all sorts of existential questions right now.
Huh.
But anyway, he just kind of a loser. He's 37, has like an office job, and he's meeting up with a coworker who basically wants to show off his new girlfriend and kind of rub it in Satoru's face a little bit because Satoru is also a virgin. In fact, I think I sent you a photo from the book.
Okay. Yeah,
with
you did.
No context whatsoever.
This is true.
So I'm just going to, like, pull that photo up. It's a banana that has been slightly peeled. And the image says, "Forgive me, my neglected manhood. In the next life, I promise I'll use you to great effect. Gonna devour the ladies." And then, in the lower left-hand corner of the caption box, consensually, of course. So, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, things aren't going well for him. And they get worse because he dies. He's chatting with the coworker. A random dude just runs by with a knife. Do you remember what game was it? I think it was either Batman on the NES or one of the Double Dragons, where a guy just runs forward with a knife at, like, gut level.
Oh, okay.
He just runs at you. He doesn't jump, doesn't move out of the way, just runs at you. That's what happens to this guy. Dude just runs by, stabs him, and takes off.
It's a tough town he lives in.
It's a tough town, yeah. So he dies. Yep. And as he dies, he's starting to think about all this nonsense, such as he asks his coworker, "Please, whatever you do, get rid of my computer. You know, erase all the files. Put it in a bathtub or something." So, you know, he sounds like a great guy. And while he's thinking just these random things, he keeps hearing this computerized voice saying, you know, "Accepted. Accepted," such as, like, "Man, you know, I'm going to devour the ladies," you know, "trait, hunter, accepted," that kind of thing. Next page is blackness. He's like, "Am I dead? Is this what being dead is like? I can kind of move. I can't feel my bones. I feel like I'm round." Yeah, he's in a cave. He's a slime now. He's been reincarnated as a slime. And
fun fact, if you can feel your bones, they're not where they're supposed to be.
That's true. But yeah, he rolls around in the cave for a while, figures out how to dissolve grass by kind of like using the devour skill, if you will. Yeah. More like a blorp.
Blorp.
Yeah. And eventually he meets a dragon in the cave. The dragon has been imprisoned by a great warrior. The dragon is also kind of horny for that great warrior because the dragon just starts describing her in intimate details. And eventually the slime is like, "Hey, man, how about we team up? We'll be friends. And then I'll get you out of the cave. And then I'll figure out a way to lift the curse." And then the dragon's like, "Cool, how do we do that?" "Oh, I'm going to devour you. Now, let's do a scale exercise. Justin and Chad, you see this can of Coke that I have here. And for the listening audience, yep, that's a can of Coke, right?"
To be fair, that's what is that, a Coke?
Zero.
It's a Coke Zero, folks. So
Coke Zero.
The plink is always a little off depending on the yeah.
Right. So, and to my left is an arcade cabinet. So you take the can of Coke Zero, that's your slime. The arcade cabinet is your dragon. And the slime's like, I'm going to eat you, and then I can get you out of this cave with my belly. And he does it.
Huh.
Just straight up absorbs the dragon. Doesn't change size or anything. It's almost like the dragon just kind of shrank to fit. And they're leaving the cave, and that's it for the first volume. There's a whole lot of things that happen in this book, and I understood approximately 8% of those things. So how did I feel after reading that time I got reincarnated as a slime? Well, yeah, a little curious, a little entertained, but mostly asking some questions about myself that I don't have the answers for just yet.
It's about the journey, my friend, not the destination.
This is a weird-ass journey.
Aren't they all?
So, yeah, so, read it. If you're into weird things, read it, I guess.
A glowing recommendation if I ever heard one. Read it, I guess.
Well, like someone on our Discord, sometimes we get asked questions about like the grading scale. And the grading scale is essentially...
That's true. That is a scientific term for our grading scales.
We make it up as we go. It's a podcast.
So what I'm hearing is the slime has TARDIS technology inside of it.
Sure, we'll go with that.
All right.
It's fine. I didn't hate it. I don't think I'll read any more of it.
Well, thank you, Darren. I appreciate it. I hope that stain comes out.
It's not going to.
Okay. Chad, how are you doing, my friend?
Pretty good. I mean, I didn't have to read that time I reincarnated as a slime.
Lucky.
I read something different.
Oh, you read something?
It's another manga. I mean, you want to hear a little bit about it?
Okay, I say that like Chad never reads. Chad is a prolific reader, just not of comics.
I was about to say, like, wow, there's a little bit of shade here.
Also started reading the Discworld series, you know, so.
So what have you been reading, my good friend?
So I read the first volume of Rooster Fighter. All right.
Just for a little context for the listening audience, he sent me a picture of this, and I said, please tell me you're going to do a review of it. And his exact words were, maybe?
Well, because I hadn't read it at that point.
Yeah.
So despite me thinking that this Shu Sakuratani manga was about some dude that fights roosters... imagine my surprise and delight at discovering that this is, instead, about a rooster, Keiji, the migrant mister, that fights demons in his quest to find the original demon that killed his young sister. Yeah.
Roosters versus demons?
Yeah, just the one rooster, really. This is happening in a regular world with regular-sized people, and then giant-like Inuyasha-sized demon monsters, you know, that this chicken... who, again, is the size of a normal rooster, fights and beats up. It is filled with the kind of saucy artwork that you can expect from manga. Our introduction to Keiji is him saving a kid and then fighting a demon. And then the very next page is him bedding a hen and leaving the next morning because rooster's got a code to live by. And he doesn't stay anywhere longer than he needs to.
I got work to do.
He fights by pecking at things and using his resonant cock-a-doodle-doo to explode demon heads.
So it's the manga version of Rock-a-Doodle.
Yeah, boiled down, this is a parody of the shonen genre of manga. It's a pretty well-done example of it. It is both extra tasty and crispy. And also, like KFC, is worth having once in a while, but should not be your main source of entertainment. If I were nailed down for a grade, it's a B+.
All right.
Okay. Okay.
Much like all other fast food fried chicken.
Yeah. That's, man.
But reading that did get me to to think a little bit. And, you know, I asked you last, well, it's a stupid question.
Oh, Chad, there are no stupid questions.
And now it's time for Chad Savage's stupid question.
So last month I asked you about Lazarus pits and how much of a body you needed for it.
Yes.
And so since we don't need a complete person for a Lazarus pit to do its work, does that mean that we found an infinite food glitch? Because let's be honest, a crazy chicken is still just a chicken.
The FDA has...
they've got standards.
The World Health Organization, like... farmers! You're on to something, but I'm going to have to check the math.
All right. Thank you.
I think as soon as you throw, like, the chicken into the Lazarus pit, it just calls more chickens, and you've got another Zelda situation on your hands.
He died trying to save the world.
Who's going to end the food crisis right there?
He died doing what he loved. Chickens? No, wait. Wait, that came out wrong. Oh. Does anybody have anything else that they'd like to talk about before we venture on into what I've got for you?
Man, I wish.
Nope. Okay. I spend a lot of time, like I said, a lot of time reading Rooster Fighter and Discworld books. And my daughter read Super Fail, which is apparently a graphic novel, but I haven't read it yet.
Nice.
It's a world in which some people have superpowers, but what happens if your superpowers are, like, wrong for you? So, like, your main character, he can fly, but he gets motion sick. And he's got laser vision, but he's also got a lazy eye. And he can't just close one of his eyes because that's not how laser vision works. He wants nothing more than to be a hero, but he's got a bit of an uphill battle.
I'm going to have to look that up later.
Okay. Or just wait until next time you visit. We've got a copy of it now.
There you go. Okay, so before we get into the main event of the segment, I do want to mention that Extra Life is coming up in a very short amount of time.
Woo-woo!
It is August at the time of hearing this, upon initial release. I don't know when you go back and listen to stuff, but Extra Life is fast approaching. It is something that we do every year. It's something we look forward to every year. We raise money for Children's Miracle Network hospitals during the Extra Life Marathon, where we play video games for 24 hours. I personally raise money for Cardinal Glennon in St. Louis. Guys, where do you raise money for? Or who do you
Stead Family Children's Hospital. Stead Family Children's Hospital in University of Iowa.
Yep, and since I am also in Iowa, that's who I'm raising money for as well this year.
Cool. Anything that you can give or do to help us out would be amazing. If you can't donate, I know times are tough, but if you can't donate, help us spread the word. Share our posts. Tell your friends. Tell your friends' friends. Tell your barber. Tell your barber's friends. Tell everybody. But if you can donate, any amount that you donate gets you into the drawing to win some fabulous prizes. Darren, could you tell us what some of those prizes are?
Yeah, absolutely. Of course, Shirtosaurus, they're the OGs. They've been with us since almost the very beginning, and they'll offer you a t-shirt of your choice from Shirtosaurus, and they've got some fantastic looks. We all have enjoyed the Ba-Bomb shirts, and I have one that says Magneto was right, and there's a few others, so you should check that out. Just whenever you win, we'll ask you to look at their catalog, and then you just tell us, and we'll make the order for you. Also, a three-month gift certificate to Gamefly. This is essential, especially around the holidays. Maybe you're getting someone a video game console. You can get them 3 months of Gamefly so they can you know, try out a couple of games. You'll get your choice of a digital download of either The Batman, the Super Mario Brothers movie, or Superman and Lois Season 2, which is real great. That season has Bizarro in it, as well as The Parasite. And a physical copy of Metroid Prime Remastered for Nintendo Switch. Still
you
very
don't get
hard.
Those.
Huh?
You can't get those.
It's very hard to get those because Nintendo likes to limit their supplies sometimes. But we've got a copy, and it could be yours. And you can donate any amount and be eligible for any of these prizes. And we are still reaching out to a few people, so that prize list might increase by the time you hear from us again.
Yep, this is just the beginning, folks. So mark your calendars towards the end of October. What's the exact date again?
27th, I believe.
Yeah.
It's late October. It's the weekend right before Halloween. We're talking the Friday and Saturday right before Halloween. So yeah.
27th to 28th.
Mark so calendars. We'll
be, and or 29th. Because it's Friday, Saturday, Thursday, yeah. Friday, Saturday. 27, 28, 29 is what's blocked off in my calendar.
Okay.
We will not be live streaming the entire marathon, but we will be live streaming segments of it. We will be live on social media throughout the process. So mark your calendars. Check in on us. Say hi. Donate if you can.
And Deep Cave Live will be that Friday night, I believe.
Yes. All right. Now that we have the charitable work out of the way, Kent.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Prepare yourself for Justin's long box. Yeah, baby. Extra long.
Gentlemen, I'm going to tell you the name of this storyline. And then I want you to try and guess what it's about. Now, I'm looking at you specifically, Darren. If you know what it's about, don't say anything. Because I really want... I want you guys
everyone
to try.
Else in the room to guess what
I mean. Chad took like a forceful intake of oxygen into his nostrils whenever you started the segment, so I know that yes. I can feel the tension.
He started the segment by rubbing his own eyes.
Yeah, I can feel the tension. So all right, I promise if I know what it is, I will keep my mouth shut.
Okay. All right.
Hands on the desk. Just
Milk Wars. Darren, have you heard of this? Yes or no?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, Chad, what do you think Milk Wars is about?
Territorial disputes between monarch butterflies.
I wish.
I'm not going to come up with a better guess than that.
That's no.
This was not my original.
This could have been about monarch butterflies.
It could have been, but it's not.
It should have been. This was not my original long box, but I found this nugget, this diamond in the rough. And I looked it up and, oh, Lord. So
this is going on to the TikTok highlights, isn't it?
Probably.
All right.
So we start off in a place called Final Heaven, where the company Retcon.
It's the last one.
Yeah.
The Final Heaven.
Where the company Retcon is trying to sell custom worlds to buyers, specifically Lord MangaCon. He's a obscure DC character. Don't ask.
I'm not right now. I'm just waiting for the Douglas Adams tie-in.
Oh, I wish. So, Retcon's whole thing is they take worlds and kind of homogenize them to make them more suitable for their clientele. And it's been discovered that atop Mount Justice is where the God of Justice came down and bestowed upon three beings, the Trinity, the powers and abilities of Herodom. And everything kind of fans out from those. In the DC universe, it's Superman, Batman, and Wonder Woman. Now, Wonder Woman and Batman are tweakable. And so they can take Wonder Woman and do some chicanery and make a new person. Same with Batman. Superman, however, is too pure, so they can't alter Superman, but they can copy Superman and alter the copy. So I present to you the first of these alterations. Happy Harbor, Rhode Island, where we see none other than Milkman Man.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
He's dressed in a classic Milkman delivery suit with a cape. See, Redcon's whole thing is they use milk to transform the people into what they want. So there's this whole kind of gruesome scene where Milkman Man is pouring milk down the throats of a unsuspecting household and kind of brainwashing them. Enter the Doom Patrol. In their whatever the hell he is, Danny the Street, Danny the Ambulance, Danny the Flying Brick. He's an ambulance right now.
I miss Danny the Street.
I did a long box on him a while back. I should have looked up what episode.
Mm-hmm. It was a good one.
Yeah. They realize something's wrong. This is not where they're supposed to be. Enter Carl Lobo from the Neighborhood Watch. And yeah, it's basically Lobo, but he's in a bow tie. He's got a crew cut. He's smoking a pipe. He and the Doom Patrol start having it out. And then shows up the Community League of Rhode Island with altered heroes and villains such as the Ray, Vixen, a few others. It's weird, y'all. A fight ensues, and during this fight, Milkman Man picks up Danny the Ambulance and is going to try and, break people. But in that moment, when he's holding Danny the Ambulance, the whole area is flooded with images of how things should be. So these superheroes are seeing the comic book covers of their real life and remember who they are. Milkman Man sees Superman's first appearance and suddenly has a crisis of conscience and doesn't know who he is anymore and flies off. The Doom Patrol goes on its way to try and figure out what the heck is going on. And then we move on to the Batman story. Apparently in this universe, Bruce Wayne's parents were still murdered in front of him.
By a cow.
No.
Yeah.
And as he's sitting, and years later, as he's sitting in his father's study, trying to figure out what he needs to do to avenge his parents and strike fear into the hearts of criminals. In through the window bursts not a bat, but a Catholic priest that looks suspiciously like Alfred holding a glass of milk. And so he becomes Father Bruce and runs an orphanage where he transforms orphans into Robins. Not the bird Robin, but, the kids. And yes, it is Batman in a priest's outfit with the cape and cowl.
For those of you not watching the video version of this podcast, which is all of you, Chad just took his glasses off and is rubbing at his eyes now.
Yes. And the head nun at this orphanage is supplying milk to the kids.
Is it Selena?
No, it is not Selena. It is just this very, very, very pale, very mommy pale woman.
Mommy Milkers.
Do what?
Mommy Milkers.
Kids, don't look it up.
Yeah.
Oh, feel free to look it up.
I mean, we're not your parents. I know I'm not.
Yeah.
I stole the name from a questionable content comic.
It's determined that this nun is the source of the milk in this particular world. They break her because apparently she's just a big glass milk jug in the you know, in the shape of a human.
And oh, man, we got like an Aunt Jemima situation?
Kind of. And Father Bruce begins to pour milk out of his nose. It comes streaming out of his nose. His priest outfit turns to milk, fades away, and then you're left with Batman, who's not very happy about the situation.
Well, I mean, that's all that milk is going to smell.
Yeah.
Terrible to clean.
And he goes off with the aid of a tiny robotic spider to figure out what's going on.
Don't ask me. I don't know. I don't know what the spider's deal is.
Now we come to Wonder Woman.
Whose continuity is this again?
This is an a Doom Patrol-ish thing.
Doom Patrol.
Yeah. I love me some Doom Patrol. It's
weird. Is
that
the one with Brendan Fraser in it?
The TV show, yes.
Yeah. Okay. I haven't seen it yet. I want to.
This is actually a crossover between DC and their imprint, Young Animals, which covers Doom Patrol and stuff like that. So we come to Wonder Woman, who in this particular world is Wonder Wife. She is the epitome of wifedom with all of its 50 sensibilities. Although when we see her, she's in the middle of a milk bath.
Oh, no.
As she gets out of the bath, her babies are crying, and her babies are household appliances like a dustbuster and a vacuum cleaner. There are portraits of her hanging all over with oven mitts on, you know, very, her uniform is very 50s housewife-esque.
So Stepford Housewives.
Kind of.
Okay.
I mean, June Cleaver was hot, so.
June Cleaver had a team of makeup artists.
That's true.
That is true, yes.
That's true.
She also spoke jive.
Really?
She did. Yeah. Watch Airplane.
An airplane.
Yeah.
While I read this like twice and I'm still confused.
I just figured we derailed everything.
No,
you know, the thing is I gave it a quick look up. It's like $16 on Amazon.
Don't.
To get the collected series.
Yeah.
I'm just curious, is that the right price or is that overpriced for what this is?
Yes.
Huh.
Anyway, they begin to fight Wonder Wife.
Wonder Wife.
And at one point they say, "You're a Wonder Woman." And she says, "No, I'm every woman." Her brain kind of goes through this weird explosion. Not literally, but like everything comes flooding back. And I quote, "Every woman plus every woman equals Wonder Woman." And she's back to her normal self.
Hold on. Let's do some math here. Every woman.
Mm-hmm.
Plus every woman.
Yes.
Should be. Would that be every woman's? No, that'd be times would be every woman squared. So every woman plus every woman is just Wonder Woman?
Yes.
Yeah.
Every
one
woman
plus one
plus,
equals two.
Yeah.
Every woman plus every woman equals Wonder Woman.
All right. All right. I just wanted to double check the math. All right.
The robot spider shows back up. They get sucked into it. And then we move on to Cave Johnson. Who's Cave Johnson, you ask? I'm not
sure.
He's
the guy who's going to burn your house down with the lemons.
He's going to burn your house down with the lemons. Yeah, he's the founder of
Aperture
Science.
Oh, no, I'm
I mean, I know that answer. That's in the video game, the Portal. Portal 2,
oh, my God.
Right?
The eggheads in the science room.
Cave Carson. I derailed my own brain trying to make this better.
If life gives you lemons, don't make lemonade.
Make life take the damn lemons back.
Oh, my God.
What am I supposed to do with these?
So, in regular continuity, Cave Carson is a hero archaeologist. Think Indiana Jones, but not nearly as cool. He's wearing an eye patch, by the way.
Well, that does make him cooler.
A little bit cooler, yeah.
He's in this gigantic office farm, and they're passing out milk to everybody. And all of a sudden, this robotic spider shows up, kind of starts wreaking havoc. Cave begins uncontrollably eating every piece of vegetation he can find. Lettuce, tomatoes, everything. And in this both spectacular and horrific scene begins to vomit up Swamp Thing.
All right.
So now we got Swamp Thing.
No, that tracks. That tracks. That tracks.
So now we got Swamp Thing. Swamp Thing, using his swamp powers, siphons the milk out of Cave, his daughter, and their friend, who then remember who they are, and they try to escape. Oh, by the way, the spider is actually Cave's robotic eye. So Swamp Thing takes his daughter and friend and escapes. Cave stays behind to face Retcon. And the last episode starts with Milkman Man torturing Cave. Because reasons. And just as about Milkman Man is about to pasteurize Cave, the robotic eye shows up, and through wormhole technology, the Doom Patrol and Batman and Wonder Woman, they all pop out, and fighting ensues. This is all in the Retcon headquarters, by the way. And Retcon decides, you know what, we've had enough of this. We're just going to erase everything. Click, push a button, and things start to dissolve here, there, and yonder. Well, Batman, being the ever-deductive person that he is, realizes that what Retcon is doing is, how they're doing it is a mystery. And you solve a mystery with another mystery. Enter Flex Mentallo.
Flex Mentallo.
Mentallo, yes. Yeah. He's a member of the Doom Patrol.
Mm-hmm.
His muscle mystery is what's going to save everybody. And he and everybody else balloon up into overinflated Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade versions of themselves. And that is what saves reality.
Get it? The flexed part. Because he flexed into a balloon.
Yeah. And that's pretty much it. I really don't know. Like I said, I read this twice. And I'm still not entirely sure what I read. But now I feel better and I can sleep tonight knowing that you two also don't know what I read. And I've passed this joy on.
You know, Cave Johnson would have found a way to create a combustible milk carton.
Mm-hmm.
Cave Johnson would have made this more entertaining by a thousandfold.
I want to go play Portal 2 now.
Yeah, that's a thing that I've got to do.
So, unfortunately, I have to bring up our sponsors again after all of that. Shirtosaurus and Gamefly, thank you for still being with us.
We're sorry.
They're not all winners, guys. I tried. I really try. Be sure to check out our other shows, You Want Me to Watch What, the Week 3 Podcast, and the Sporadic TLDR, and on YouTube, Geek Cave Plays and Retromantics. Look us up on social media, and all the links can be found at geekcavepodcast.com, including the one to the Discord. Stop by and say hi, because you get to talk to us, if you want to. Be sure to tell your friends about us. We're on all your favorite podcast services, and yeah.
Yep.
Here is your... I'm done. I don't know what else to say after Milk War, so here's your out-of-context comic panel. We see a half-peeled banana, and it says, "Forgive me, my neglected manhood. In the next life, I promise I will use you to great effect. Gonna devour the ladies." And in very small print in the left corner, it says, "Consensually, familiar. Of course." And this here's a picture of it.
Yeah, that's... What the...
For Darren, Chad, and Ken, I'm Justin. And this has been the Geek Game Podcast. Everybody's a geek for something.